like, let's be honest, it's already the 18th of January. How quickly has that come about? Beaches, family pools are being put to good use, cricket, very soon tennis all over the telly, and for whatever reason, hot cross buns are already in the supermarket. But another quote-unquote holiday around this time of year, it's just around the corner, in fact, has, well, particularly in recent years, gained some exposure, more exposure as a day for mourning and somberance for some, while others spend the day celebrating, possibly even having one too many light refreshments. I am, of course, speaking of January 26, I should say, or Australia Day, which I'm sure it's not news to anyone, represents a day and period of the country, the continent's history, that can be very challenging for Australia's First Nations people. We're joined this morning by a friend of the show, Ian Hamm, chairman of the First Nations Foundation down in Victoria. Ian, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going good, Joe. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. So first off, Ian, it is a question that pretty well gets asked each and every time this issue comes around and or is addressed. And anyone with the most basic knowledge of Australia's colonial history, is aware of the atrocities that took place there and afterwards. As a result, January 26 is challenging for First Nations people in Australia, but I don't want to speak for a culture and a community that isn't mine. So what does the J-Day genuinely look like for someone like yourself, a Yorta Yorta man, especially when others around you might be celebrating and carrying on a little bit?
Yeah, look, it's a day of ambiguity and it is a day of kind of mixed feelings or mixed thinking might be the way of putting it. I think the concept of a national day is always a good one. But obviously in Australia's case, this is a very vexed question. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those ones which you look at as an Aboriginal person. I think the way Australia Day has evolved is the problem more than a national day itself, because Australia Day, look, I am one who hates jingoism at the best of times for anything. I think the way Australia Day has evolved, where it becomes a fairly shallow and crass kind of overt, lightweight thing of who we are as a people, as mm-hmm. opposed to really who are we as a nation. And if you're a mature country, you should own the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's what you should do. So, look, Australia Day is, don't get me wrong, I like a public holiday as much as the next bloke. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, it's always a good thing. I'm not saying I'm always the public holiday, but I am saying that we really need to think about who are we as a people, as a country, and where are we going, and is January 26th one of the appropriate vehicles to do that with? And at this stage, I would say no, it's not.
So what way might you suggest that people go about quote-unquote celebrating or addressing or making the date of which might change of note? Like you kind of alluded to, it has manifested into something which is essentially an excuse to get on the beers and carry on a little bit, and wrap yourself with a red, white and blue cross and put those tattoos on your cheeks or so, right?
Yes.
For some. So how might you suggest we instead go about a day, whether it be called Australia Day or whatever it might be?
Yeah, I think there's two ways of looking at this, or a couple of things we need to do. Firstly, I think Australia Day, given where we are as a nation, and it is a vexed question and it is questionable, and we do have a checkered history, and there are many perspectives on who we are as a nation. Rather than being a shallow jingoistic day, a day of national introspection, really asking the questions, how far have we come? Where are we going? Have we changed? Have we evolved? Have we got better? They're the sort of questions we should be asking, and a national day is a good time to do that. The second part of it is January 26 itself. It is anchored on the arrival of the First Fleet, or rather, when you read the history of it, it's the day that after they moved up from Port Jackson, that Arthur Phillip finally planted the flag and said, "Yep, claiming this lot in the name of the king." That's actually what happened on January 26, 1788,
in Kurnell or wherever it might be.
Yeah, Port Jackson. So they actually moved up from Botany Bay because they got there about a week earlier and found how rubbish it was.
Right, okay.
So we're staying here. It's swampy and there's mozzies. So
no offence to those in those corners of Sydney.
In Botany Bay, which is a lovely place now. It's fantastic. Love the area. But then it wasn't so great, you know. But I think moving the date is going to be a key part of it, because it doesn't matter if you change the nature of the day. The anchoring of the day or the date in a particular event is always going to be there. My own view is that we don't have a new date yet, because you could pick any other of the 364 days of the year, there's a problem, because it's always anchored in the past. My view is that when we do have a new Australia Day, it'll be the day that Australia becomes a republic, and we will become a republic at some stage in the future.
Yep.
that should be our new Australia Day. So for the moment, we're kind of stuck with January 26th, but I think we should change the nature of how we view that day at the moment.
Is the term Australia Day, like you've used it kind of throughout the course of this chat, is that a challenge to you again as a Yorta Yorta man, as a member of kind of the First Nations community in Australia? Should it adopt a new term of sorts, or are you happy enough with that? Speaking for yourself.
Oh, look, I'm happy enough with it. I mean, at the end of the day, it is about who we are as a country, as a nation on the world stage. So we are Australia. And for want of trying to find an alternative name, again, I think we would go down so many disparate paths. To be honest, it's not really worth the effort to do it. The real thing for me is beyond the name of the day, it is fundamentally about what do we use it for? How should we use it? How do we confront our demons, as it were? How do we celebrate our good things? I mean, I think that's part of it too. I think announcing the Order of Australia recipients on Australia Day is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But equally, I think people, and I agree with you, I cannot stand the wearing of any flag as a cape to somehow make you seem more Australian than anyone else.
Yep.
That, you know, when you have pet hates,
yep,
that's one of mine. The wearing of any flag by anyone to make them seem more enwrapped in whatever it is they're trying to say they're part of. It's just kind of a bit of, you know, it's a bit too bogan for my liking.
Okay, yeah.
You know. So I don't like the jingoistic lightweight stuff, but I do appreciate achievement, contribution to the community. I also really think we should take the time to question those things which aren't good about us, and how do we fix them? How do we move forward on them?
There is an argument that gets made, and I guess it is similar to that of the point you made, where it should, Australia Day, whenever it might be again, should be something that celebrates Australia's history, the good, the bad, and the ugly, like you've said, right? Mm. This might be a reflection of possibly the area that I grew up all the time, which granted, even at the age of 18, which is 7-odd years ago now, I was probably carrying on a little bit and having one too many beers. My perception of the day has since changed, but I still get hit a lot with the, well, it's a day to someone getting their back up and saying it's a day to celebrate all Australians and it does not discriminate in this, that, the other, or whatever it is that they might say. So how might you go about informing those of what it might mean to other people, or just in general, when you hear those things, do you think that's a bit of rubbish? Like you've said, it's a, not a jingoism, but I guess challenging still to a point.
Yeah, it is. I mean, part of the thing is that we have to recognise there is a diversity of opinion in Australia, and mm-hmm, we should respect that. I would never wear a flag as a cape, but there are those who do. I mightn't agree with it, but I'm not going to castigate people for it. I'm just going to think, ugh, not me.
Yep.
You know, equally, there are those who say Australia Day has more negatives than positives. We should respect them for that. Diversity, I mean, Australia does have diverse opinion. Look, you were talking before about Australians on Australia Day being on the beach, going for a swim at the pool. I'm in central Tasmania at the moment in a place called Sheffield.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not a day today to be out in your togs. It's a bit cooler here
right,
in central
yep,
Tasmania. Even things like that. So I guess I'm trying to say that there is this diversity of how we view Australia Day. We need to respect it. That mightn't fit how some people want to view the day. Tough. You need, part of Australia's maturing nation is that we do have different views and perspectives. We should accommodate that. We should allow for it. It should be the contest of ideas of who we are as a country. And how do we reconcile to the point that we can live with each other's differences? Not how do we reconcile those differences so that we're all the same? That will never happen. In fact, that would be a bad thing.
Yep.
But how do we reconcile so that we accommodate everyone's difference of opinion, make allowance for it, and have that contest of ideas of who we are? That's what we should do. And I think that also provides the opportunity for really accommodating the Aboriginal viewpoint of Australia Day.
Yep.
I want us to celebrate who we are as a country, but I don't want it anchored on a day that basically was the beginning of the tearing down of 60,000 years of civilization of my people. I don't want to really do that. I'd rather find something else to do it with.
Absolutely. I think we touched on it last time we spoke, which was just a couple of weeks ago, that it would be, might be a pipe dream still of sorts, but hopefully we're moving towards it where we move to an Australian culture that isn't one, a culture adopting another or the opposite or this, that, the other, but a genuine kind of new culture that is concreted down in solidarity and respect for one another's cultures that go back a long time in very different ways.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, fundamentally, I mean, you hope things to evolve so that we have things in common, but we also will have things that are different by the nature of a whole range of different things, be it geographic, economic, social. Australia will always be a diverse place, but there are some underlying things that we all have in common. And it will always change and evolve. That is the nature of people. That's the nature of societies. That's the nature of civilization. So it's not a static thing in time. I think too often we look for an Australia that's a static thing just stuck in time.
Yep.
And it's not. Australia in and this was more relevant last year, but Australia in 1920 was substantially different to Australia in 2020. I mean, the only two things we probably had in common were pandemics.
Yeah, okay.
And that's about it, you know. That was about it. Apart from that, Australia of 100 years ago was extraordinarily different, as it will be in 50 years from now, as 100 years from now. So I think that's part of what we need to acknowledge as who we are as a country. This will change and evolve. And we need to embrace that difference and let it evolve by its own volition, or push it a bit to make it happen. And certainly a key part of that national character is going to be seeing Australia partly through the lens of Aboriginality, far more than it is at the moment.
Thanks so much for joining the show this morning, Ian. I do really appreciate your time. I do appreciate you coming on. It was an insightful chat.
Always a pleasure.
Cheers. Speak to you next time. That was First Nations Foundation Chairman and Yorta Yorta man Ian Hamm shedding some insight into his views on Australia Day and how we might go about it going forward that's a bit more inclusive and respectful of a couple of cultures within Australia, particularly that of our First Nations Australians.